Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yeah, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Ready to Love, Season 9, Fort Worth, Texas recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, we do notice the Starbucks cup. What's going on, man?
Just having a cup of coffee in the afternoon.
Okay. Because you know, people are going to ask, what do you have in that? Is that Irish cream in that?
Nope. So I'm trying to do dry February. So I'm not drinking.
There's no such thing. Stop it.
Well, it is. So I'm not drinking. So you might see me a little more frustrated, a little more tense, but at least very coherent thoughts as we do these recaps, because goodness knows these recaps sometimes do require some alcohol to get through it, but I'm going to press on.
I said, well, keep pressing on. Hey, Sean says, these ninjas in Dallas, they ain't in Fort Worth.
That's the same thing I said, and somebody was like, no, Fort Worth and Dallas are different. I'm like, yeah, they are, but it's not like they said only people that live in Fort Worth proper can be on the show. Mm-hmm. There's people from all over, right, and they can easily drive over to those spots. So I agree. Dallas, Fort Worth, yeah. It's all about the same.
Mm-hmm. Then you almost, what are they going to do next season? Season 10, Arlington.
Yeah. Check out season 11, Flower Mound.
They're like, see, we went to different places every time.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you're still in Fort Worth area. It's all fine.
Well, look, man, this episode, let's just get to it. The ladies' lounge. It kicks off with the ladies' lounge and Tommy telling the ladies that this week is about intimacy. And the ladies are, hey, hold up now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, don't get all Lamar on us right now. Like, what are you talking about?
Anyway, Lamar. Tommy, yeah. Take that mask off. We believe that's the Lamar under there. That would have been funny. Ha, just kidding. It's threesome week.
Yeah, it's threesome week here at Tommy's Lounge. So, ladies, pick two fellas.
Well, Lamar wouldn't want that.
No, he would. Lamar would be into it. He'd be like, yes. Who's in?
Facts. Well, look, he says it's not about the physical intimacy, which is what most people think, and says, you know, it's about getting deeper with the guys and getting to know more about them. Good idea? What do you think?
I think it's a good idea, but he also said, you know, bring them to your job, to your home, any place that's personal to the ladies, and only like a couple of them did it. The others were like, we're going to go over to someone else's house, one of the guys' house.
Yes. You know, I was saving house. That because I was like, wait, how you going to invite people over to somebody else's house?
Yeah. And by the way, I'm going, you let me have my crawfish ball and somebody just brings an extra that I didn't know about. I'd be like, excuse me?
Hold up. We get into that because we got to talk about that. We got to talk about that. But before we get to them trying to get intimate and you know, personal, because it was either somebody else's house or just the general public, you know. I ain't bringing none of y'all ninjas to my house is what those women were saying.
Right.
But Tommy introduces the substitute teacher, a.k.a. Justin, who's literally a teacher.
Right. Not a substitute teacher, but I get what you're doing. He's a substitute for Glenn, and he happens to be a teacher, which Glenn was also a teacher. So maybe they're trying to...
See, substitute teacher.
We need to get another teacher. We need to get another teacher in. But you got Justin, the P.E. teacher. Mm-hmm. What is he? 34, no kids, from Mississippi, mm-hmm. and been in DFW for 20 years. So, of course, he walks in, ladies looking at him like a nice tall snack.
Yeah, they were, and then they show the pictures of him, and you know, of course, he's got to have the shirtless picture to show that he's a PE teacher, not like the PE teachers when we were in school. He was rocking the Spurs stuff. You like that?
I'm not a Spurs fan. Well, no, but I'm always a hater of tall guys. Uh-huh. Because tall guys don't need game. You just walk mm-hmm. in and you're tall, and everybody's like, oh, goodness. Yeah. Me and my 5'10 self, I don't walk in a room and do any of that. I got to like, hey, be on. I'm terrible. Let me tell you a joke. Let me make you a whiskey. I got to find a way to get you interested. But tall dudes just walk in, and all the women are just, you know, ugh. moist. I'm just like, well, must be nice.
El Rey says, I like the new guy.
Of course.
And he even throws a heart in there immediately.
Yeah. Tall. My line brother was tall and bald. He used to tell him, I hate you. Just go to the clubs in college. He'd just stand there. Mm-hmm. And women come up. I have to actually put in work. But it is what it is. Yeah, I'm a hater.
Apparently. A very big hater at that, too. Well, let's see. First date up was, okay, your boy Lamar was there. Will was there. Who else was there? William was there.
Mm-hmm.
Rashina was there. And it was all set up by, I can say this and get you to actually say yes, your woman, Alexis.
Yeah. Yeah. Good old Alexis brings him into her element to the gym and sets up a 2-on-2 basketball game. So it was Will and Lamar versus Rashina and William, or I should say FB2 against Rashina and William, because I think Will is an F boy and we already know Lamar's an F boy. So FB squared versus them. And quite surprised to see William has some game.
Yo, for real, for real. I mean, you know, that was one of the surprises of this episode. The fact that he showed he had game. Of course, Lamar had to hate on the fact that William had game. But what wasn't really surprising was Will coming with a cheesy line like, you know, well, I know one call I want you to make. Call me. I'm like, Alexis actually laughed at that joke. And I couldn't be... I was actually surprised that she did, which is probably why Nikki B's calling a pick me Alexis. Why are you hating on Alexis? What'd she do?
Leave Alexis alone. She's good. She's good in my book.
Of course she is.
Yeah. Even though basketball girls don't like 5'10s, but Alexis, I think, is awesome.
Okay, hold on. I just want to point this out since you brought back up the 5'10, because the women have been speaking about this height that you've been bringing up. Because first of all, Kitty called you a sober hater. First of all, but Ariadne says, "Hey, I'd be fine with a 5'10 guy, Terrell." So see, not everybody's all about the tall guys. Matter of fact, let's see here. Tara G says 5'10 is fine. It's a no for the 5'5 guys.
Well, and see, here, I'm not saying that women do not like 5'10. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is if I walk into a nice bar and it's me 5'10 and three of my friends who are either 6'1 to 6'4, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to put in a lot of work to get people to recognize me or just even acknowledge me. The tall ones, everyone's going to be like, ooh. And then once they realize, okay, you're tall, but you're an ass, I'm going to talk to Terrell, who also could be an ass. But at least.
Who is an ass?
At least I'm nice about it. I'm not going to I'm going to be excited that you're talking to me where the 6'2", 6'3", they get that all the day. It's no big deal to them. That's just a Tuesday for them to have somebody all excited because they're tall. But us 5'10s, mm-hmm. we get someone excited about us. We're like, ooh, look what I can do. Like,
and apparently you're right, because Melissa says yes for the tall. I'm dating a guy who is 6'3", right?
See?
At the same time, Layla says, that is true. Tall men make it rain.
See?
And by make it rain, I don't think she means tossing money in the strip club.
Yeah. Just saying.
And look, C. Graham says I'm 5'2", so anything over 5'8 works for me.
Well, I applaud that. I applaud mm-hmm. that. Definitely. But I just think tall guys have it easy when it comes to the dating life. And women just easily like a tall dude.
KDM says, Terrell, the problem is you're going for tall girls who are snitches. And I don't think she meant to use the SN.
That logic, all girls are snitches in one way or another, the way they talk about their friends and other people. So,
Hey, Slia says, Slia? I'm not sure. Terrell, talk that talk.
Thank you.
And by the way, your frat says, I'm neither one. I was the ace on my line.
See?
So he was the shortest one.
He understands the struggle. He understands the struggle. I was the number two on mine. And so, yeah. The struggle is real if you're around a bunch of tall dudes.
Hey, before we continue, Patricia says, hey, please hit the like button. Yes, please. Just like Kendra says, hit that thumbs up. Hit that like button. And just to make you feel better about this, Terrell, Kitty says, 5'10 is just fine.
Yeah, I think it's great. But hold on, I got to call out Layla, so there's nothing wrong with women having some standards. And here's what, Layla, I agree with you 100%, but all I'm saying is, Terrell says he doesn't like women with braids. All of a sudden, I'm just bad.
And yes.
You don't like black women. I guess I can't have some standards, but
no.
Women can't. I get it.
So look here. We've got, what is it in poker? I know it's five cards, but it's what? When you have the ascending numbers, because you have
a straight?
Straight. There you go. I don't play poker, man. Come on.
So here, the ascending numbers.
Yeah, the ascending numbers. There they are. You know, they are. Are they not? Are they not? Follow me here. Follow me here. You had Sean, who was the ace. You were the deuce on your line. Johnny M is saying Trey's rule, and I'm four club, baby. So see, all we need is a five, and here we got a straight.
That tells me your line was short. if you were the number four, your line was short.
Oh, maybe my 5'10 is just bigger.
I guess.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right, man. You'll be okay. Look, let's get back to your girl Alexis, who likes tall men, and the conversation she was having with William after that game. You know, they had great conversation. And I really like this conversation between the two of them, because especially when William opened up and told her that, you know, he got married for the wrong reasons. And she's like, yeah, well, everybody should be allowed to have failures. That's what you learn from them.
Well, but my thing is, you did it twice. So
well,
I don't know if you.
Time.
Well, I just, all I'm saying is, to me, I think that is a little bit of a red flag. Okay, you say you made the wrong choice. Okay, you did it mm-hmm. twice. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's huge. And you brought people into the world of your bad choice twice. Mm-hmm. So I just think that's something. But here's what was interesting. They had a really good connection. But if you recall, their first sit down and the first the day one, because they were in the first group.
They're in the first group.
And so he was talking with her and he asked, well, how would you feel about somebody if they had three kids? And she's like, wait a minute. You got three kids, two different women. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do that.
Right.
But. Now, at least she gave him a chance, and she seems into it, especially the boy can ball. So at least they have that in common.
I thought this meant he would have a chance. I mean, because it seemed like she was, okay, basketball, she's okay, but she's still not forgetting them three kids and them two ex-wives. That's the difference. I mean, he opened up, she's happy to see a serious side of him, but I don't think it really swayed it too much in his direction. Because on the other side, we see that Lamar, Rashina, and Will are having a conversation. And when she said, you know, so all my past relationships have been 3+. And they're like,
yeah,
years or people.
Right. But that just goes to the F-boy status of Lamar and Will. Uh-huh. Because when she said that, my immediate thought was, okay, 3+. She's talking about 3+ years. She's not saying all my relationships have been three. I wouldn't even. Yeah, I didn't even go there. But of course, mm-hmm. freaky Lamar and freaky Will, mm-hmm. that's their thought. And then, of course, based on the conversation and Lamar still trying to lead towards sex in some way, mm-hmm. Rashina says she's not feeling it. Because Will said, well, which one of us you liking the most? She's like, nobody.
Yo, and she has a good point. That question. Yeah.
She's like, none of y'all. But she hasn't had a chance to really get to know them yet to say, ooh, I'm really vibing on this. And what have they said to make her vibe? We know Lamar's not saying anything mm-hmm. positive. But what is Will saying besides, you know, his normal game of, bring up God in every conversation, that's going to make a woman want you. I called that out the first time we met Will. I'm like, he's one of those F-boys that tried to say, yeah, good relationship with God, and da-da-da, but he's out there just knocking them down.
Think about this. Then Alexa sits down with Will and Lamar, right? And she asks what intimacy means to them. And Will has the right answer, you know, starts off with God and all this other stuff. The answer that makes her go, oh.
No. That's a safe answer that sounds good, but mm-hmm. that's not what she was asking. Because what does intimacy mean in a relationship? You're saying that for you, the first thing out of your mouth is you having a relationship with God. That's how intimate we can be together. No, that's not mm-hmm. what she was asking, but it's a good answer to make him look good. And we're like, ooh, he keeps bringing up God. He's a really strong Christian brother. We don't know that. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of turds that go to church every Wednesday and Sunday, but they're terrible people. So...
Whatever. That's because where the women go looking for a man is in the church. Hey, well, you know, of course, Lamar is going to be Lamar. And he has the Lamar answer about what does intimacy mean. And Alexis is looking like, is he really actually saying these words out loud? Or does he think that he's just thinking this?
No, that's just who he is. That's just, and the sad thing is, as I said, this is not like a new version of Lamar. This is who Lamar is all the time. And so how does he get dates? Because some women like this crap from this dude. And this dude's too grown to be doing this.
Right. You know, Kendra was with you on the whole thing about Will's response, saying Will was just saying a bunch of BS to sound great. And Sean responds with that one. Hey, look, he wants it to be, makes it feel heaven. That's where God came in the intimacy conversation.
No, he's selling heaven, but he's trying to actually get a woman into his hell is what he's doing. No, ladies, don't buy any of that crap from a dude when they talk all that stuff. Mm-mm.
One thing they're not buying is Lamar. I mean, they are killing Lamar in these damn comments in the live chat, man. Sheesh, he has no shot in this one. Well, you know, that date's over. We get to the next one, which is Rashina and the new guy, who I didn't get a chance to get his picture up before we got on this. So, sorry, Justin, aka the substitute teacher. You ain't getting no picture. but they're going to have, she invites him and his dog belt on a fur date at the dog park.
Yeah, I thought it was a good, you know, first date. You know, if you have a dog, they have a dog. Let's go meet up for a drink. A, because it's great to do that early to see if the dogs don't get along. Well, there's no point in even trying to do this because it's not going to work. So I thought that was smart. Let's get the dogs to meet if this works out. And I think if the dogs didn't like the other person, because I think it was Bill Murray who said, I trust dogs who don't like people more so than people who don't like people, because dogs will tell you the truth.
Right. Well, you know, it's I will say, it was a perfect match because Rashina's dog looks a mess with that random blue all over it. And Justin's dog is just a pure mess, plain and simple. Only dog it didn't attack, sniff, try to Lamar
was
her dog.
Yeah, her dog Chance. Yeah, Riley.
You even remember the dog's names. I didn't even get the names. I'm like, the hell with them.
Because you don't like dogs, but I did. Exactly. I was like, okay, Riley and Chance. You know, Chance was well-behaved. Riley's a mess. And then, so Rashina asks Justin, how does he feel about being with someone older and that has two kids? I don't like that question because that's a tough question to answer. Because really, it depends on the kids, you know, and maybe the relationship they have with the dad. I can't tell you. I am 100% fine being with somebody with two kids because I don't know. I'm 100% fine with trying, but I can't say I'm great with it because I haven't met the two crumb snatchers yet. And that's going to... That could be the deal breaker.
and don't get it wrong. It's not about the two kids, because one could be bad enough to be like, yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm out.
All right.
Deuces. Yeah. And she made it sound like she was so much older. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to scroll all the way up to figure this out, but
she's
38, right?
She's 38. He's 34.
Right. He's 34. She's not that much older. I mean, the interesting thing about that conversation too, especially about kids, when asked about more kids and does he want kids? And I thought he gave a very political, I'm running for office, I need your vote answer. And, you know, well, you know, I've come to that realization that I may not have kids. Why? You're 34.
Yeah. Well, you know, I get where he's coming from, but I agree. I think it's a political answer because I think back when I was 34 and no kids, I was like, okay, I'm totally open to dating somebody who wants kids, but I want to be married to have a kid. I didn't want to just get somebody pregnant and have a little Terrell. Right. But what else can you say to that? If someone, you meet someone who's great and they're like, honestly, I don't want any more kids.
Right.
But if y'all have a good connection, if he's at peace with not having any of his own, win-win. But it's really a tough conversation to have, because what is he supposed to say? Nope, I'm 100%. Somebody has to have a baby or this is not going to work out. Then you got to eliminate a lot of your dating pool.
No, but that's... At least it's an honest answer. If you want kids, then yes, I want. But here's the thing. She was also open to it as well. I just didn't hear that on the date. I heard that in the confessional. right? On the date, they're like, oh, it's okay if we don't have another one. And it's a first date. I don't think you need to lock down the answer on the first date. But I get why the question is an expedited process. So let's get through it, all that. But yeah, I think they just kind of made it very definitive in that space. And again, his political answer was his political answer.
And he said it other times in this episode, but I think it's great. As long as he's honest, if you 100% want kids and someone tells you they don't really want kids, then don't date them. Don't waste their time. Right. And if you do want kids, or you don't want kids, you're okay with not ever having them, well, then great. But I just thought it was a weird question for her to ask. How do you feel about dating somebody that already has two? Because I think there's no safe answer to say to that.
Now, Charlene says, although he's saying he's comfortable with a woman with kids, deep down, he wants kids of his own. Yeah, he may or may not. I mean, and here's my point. I'm not saying that he definitively said, oh, I want, because there comes a point when you're just like, I'm fine if I do, fine if I don't. I know Terrell doesn't like to hear people say that, because when that happened in Married at First Sight, you're like, oh, she needs to be honest. But the point is, you can literally be, I'm fine if I do, fine if I don't. Open to it either way. And that could be him. And maybe that's what he meant.
Could be. But I think he needs to be 100% honest. Do you want him or do you not? Because if you're, I can't speak for all men, but I think a lot of men think this way, is they'd rather have their own kid if possible. But if you're with someone that, let's say he gets with Rashina, she has two kids. Mm-hmm. Odds are he's not going to have much say so. Because it's not his kids. And that'll always be something that's thrown in your face. And so if you wind up having one together, could be a bit different. But
only if they're rugrats. If they're not and they have some brought up seeing some decency.
If. But he hasn't met the kids yet. We don't know. If they're good kids, I mean, yeah, it's a win-win situation. But if she has some like little dangerous minds kind of kids running around. I don't know, Justin. You might want to be like, hey, actually, I thought about it. I really do want one of my own, like, in the next 9 months. So, great to meet you.
One that's not related to any one of these.
Yeah. I don't need any of this gene pool mixed with my stuff.
So. We don't need this kind of messing. Mm-mm. Hey, Sean Stokes says, baby's kids. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you just never know. I could never tell somebody, I'm 100% fine with it. Well, until I meet your kids, then maybe, but.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Well, look, so we get past this date, right? And now we get to see Leyland, who Tommy had told them all before. This is a safe space. Anytime you need to talk, we can talk in the lounge. And so she sets up a meeting with Tommy in the lounge and reveals some troubling news for her, personal news.
Well, she doesn't really reveal anything. She just she's dealing with something at home, something personal. So she was trying to decide, do I stay? Do I go? And I thought Tommy was great to be able to listen and say, tell you what, I'll give you the week off and let you kind of figure all that out for herself. But I think it's great that she's thinking about that, because it's hard to like get into focus on a relationship and finding love if you got a bunch of other things that's more pressing and distracting you from the process. And family always comes first. So I'm glad that Tommy was nice to say, hey, take a week and figure it out.
I did like the fact that he didn't just say, okay, well, deuces, and went, okay, take the week. We'll address, just take this week off. Don't worry about entertaining any of these knuckleheads that we have lined up for you. Deal with personal. We'll talk at the end of the week. And that's pretty much what happened. So after that, then we get to Vanessa, who tells us that Chaz was just oh so nice to invite us all over to his house. So by all of us, she means also Patrice, Alonzo, and your favorite person this entire season, Koshia.
False. Not my favorite at all. So, and I think that's nice. I mean, you invite people over to your house. It's a smart move by Chaz, because it's in his comfort zone. So, you know, from a dating standpoint, you feel a lot more comfortable in your own house. Mm-hmm. The ladies, people get to see how he lives. And so they could really see, okay, he has his life together or he doesn't. So I thought it was a smart move on his part to invite everybody over.
So, well, technically, he really didn't invite everybody over, and we'll get to that in a second. But the first thing, real question is, how in the hell does one, Vanessa invite, get, trick him into inviting everybody over there? But then how does he not know Mikasa is su casa? You're living in Texas.
Don't know. But maybe he was nervous, cameras on him. You know, it was just a oops. Who knows?
Mikasa, I don't know. Es su casa.
Yeah, I don't know. So Kinder, when they get in, when they get in, did you notice how Koshiya starts to massage him? And all
was
I'm doing
it,
is
no, that wasn't Koshiya. That was Patrice. It was Patrice that was massaging him.
It was Koshiya that was massaging him. Go back and watch it. And here's why: because her nails matched her dress, and the nails were super long. That was just like, ugh, I hate those. I'm not a big fan of these super long nails. That's just a thing to me. Beat me up in the comments for it. I'm sorry. I just don't like those long nails. But when she started to massage them, I was just looking at that. I was just like, ugh.
Well, okay. The question was, wasn't Vanessa being a little jealous with that masseuse comment?
I don't know.
And by the way, I was right. And you can go ahead and tell me I was right. Thank you, Aries.
No, it wasn't Patrice.
It was Patrice.
Check tape.
Hold on. I can pull it up right now if you want.
Pull it up. Yeah, pull it up. Check tape.
you don't want me to check the tape and tell you.
Everybody else
is going to tell. Look, here we go. Thank you, Shakita. It was Patrice. How many women do you need to tell you that it was Patrice?
I'm standing 10 toes down.
Patrice is a masseuse. you can stand 10 toes down all you want. It's okay. I'm not even going to check it because I know I'm right. I know I'm right.
No, right. While you're talking, I'm going to look it up.
And Aries is saying, look, I know her in real life. And Chiquita's like, hey, it was 1,000% Patrice. And Keeney goes, yes, braids, long nails, because I thought, I don't like long nails either. So I knew Patrice has long nails too. Al Raby says, go ahead and fact check. Tia says, I don't even need to fact check because the ladies, you got my back on this. Tracy said, yes, it was Patrice. Go ahead, keep looking. Go ahead.
I'm looking.
I'm going to let you finish. I'm gonna pull a Kanye. I'm gonna let you finish. Here, I'm gonna put her picture up there just so you can go ahead and tell me it was her. Just so you get it. Go ahead. It's okay. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about your. Go ahead and give your point while I do this.
By the way, he's very upset. DRT, I'm sorry, Terrell. You're wrong. Mia MJ says it was Patrice. See, everybody knows you're the only person, and you just want to win this so bad. Hold and on, by the way, saying, thank you, Lovey. We gonna need an apology when you find it, Terrell.
Yeah, if I'm wrong, I am quick to say I'm wrong.
You see the way he's smiling? That's his way. Even Sean is saying, "Go ahead and tap out, frat." Hey, L. Ramey says, "Well, at least he's persistent. He is."
I am.
And Lovey says she doesn't want that Alonzo apology either, which we got to get to. See, you're holding this up. You're holding this up.
God damn it. Hey,
Tracy
my fault.
B says, Terrell, please apologize.
My fault. I was wrong.
Wait, no, hold up. Go ahead.
I was wrong. My bad. I was wrong. I really thought it was Koshiya. I was wrong.
These are the moments I live
for. Y'all were right. There. I don't mind saying it. Doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
It does hurt your feelings. Stop it.
Mm-mm. All
right. Well, Alonzo goes, speaking of the apology.
Loud and wrong.
Hey, he's always loud and wrong. That's always.
Hey, if I'm wrong, I'm 100%. I'm a stick to my wrongness.
You stand 11 toes down when you're wrong.
11 toes down when I'm wrong. I'm like, nope.
Jesus, I'm gonna let you stay there. I was gonna let you live, but all right. Hey, Lovey says, hey, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. See,
I can own it. Say it again.
I can own it. I was wrong.
All right, good. Well, another one of your F boys showed up, Alonzo, who has sits down with Koshiya and apologizes. What'd you think of his apology? I know you hate the apology tour, but this was just a one stop.
He didn't mean it.
What'd you think?
He didn't mean it.
He didn't.
No.
But neither did she mean it when she was like, she has no malice towards him. We knew she was lying then too.
Yeah, but I'm just like, you said it. You meant everything that you said. And the choked and spanked comment, you can't walk back from. So why even apologize? Just let it go. I think he did it because ladies have the power. So he's just like, hey, let me make sure I'm in her good grace. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't try to vote me out.
That was it, exactly what it is. Then she lied to him and like, oh, I have no malice towards you. Justin! And she's off.
Yeah.
Justin walks in the door and we're like, how the hell did he show up? Because he hasn't met the guys yet.
Nope. How do you know where Chaz lived?
Right.
How do you know my address?
Yo, that was crazy. I want to know, how does Patrice just invite somebody to somebody else's house? Like, seriously, how do you do that?
Well, she's like, hey, I'm going to go to this thing. Do you want to come? Meet me at this address. It's my homeboy's house. Yeah, that's messy that she did that. But it's the show. It's a reality show. Mm-hmm. You got to do what you got to do. So she invites Justin. And so, of course, the guys are like, who in the hell is this dude? And so I'm like, Chad's like, hey, man, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Mississippi. My granddad was the mayor of Winstonville. He's like, why are you going to lead with that? I love that. Because I'm like, why are you giving that extra? When people start giving you extra information, they're lying. They're giving you some BS. Why would you start the conversation with that?
No, what? Hey, that man is proud of his family history. Why not? Hey, let me tell you a little bit about me.
Nobody asked that.
That was some straight up hating from Chaz. And Chaz didn't have to hate like that.
That wasn't hating. I think Chaz just called him out. Why would you lead like that? Hey, where are you from? From Mississippi. My granddad was the mayor of such as. Who cares? Get to know them.
Ariadne is right there with you. I was with Chaz on leading with that.
Yeah, well, why are you starting out with that? This is one thing, like, really, how you're from what part of Mississippi? Oh, from Winstonville. I've never heard of that. Yeah, it's a great town. Da, 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 da. By the way, my granddad was. That would make more sense. But it was just, I'm from Mississippi. Okay. Yeah. So, in case y'all were wondering, my granddad.
And so what? Look, I'm with Layla. Chaz was intimidated I'm not going to go that far. I hadn't read the whole comment yet. She said Chaz was intimidated by Justin's fineness. It showed his own insecurity.
No.
And that just felt bad reading it. L. Remy said, hating at his finest. That's what I thought. Even though Johnny M is with you, says, he was name dropping for clout. Why? He didn't even drop a name. He said, my granddaddy. My granddaddy, last time I checked, was not a first and last name.
Yeah, that's all for clout. That wasn't necessary at all. He just threw that in there to make it seem like I'm a big deal.
Look, KDM said, Terrell, don't be jealous. If my dad was a mayor, I'm sure telling people.
Oh, that's great. But if you're on a dating show and people say, hey, where are you from? Oh, I'm from, you know, Austin, Texas. BTW, my granddad or my dad is this, it wouldn't make sense. I would say the same if she did that, similar to Justin. So I just think that was just his pickup line.
Lovey said, look, he was given a fun fact that he thought would impress people. And he was nervous. That's all. He walked into a room where the dudes are acting like asses.
Yeah.
And the women he's barely seen or met, he saw them just a quick and then had to dip back out.
Take the word fun out of that, and that's right. He was giving a fact that he thought would impress people. That's all that was.
Hey, L. Remy, I'm with you. They mad when the men don't share, mad when they talk. You can't win. Let the brother...
No, and, I'm calling it as I see it.
Yo, Keely says, at least he didn't say choked or spanked.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, look. Here's the thing, though. We get through this. We see that little awkwardness. And, of course, they decide to play some dominoes, right? I'm with Justin here. Steal them dominoes because Chaz don't know how to play with them. And you try to hate on me, try to make me look bad in front of the women when I first walked in and introduced myself. Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do. You're just going to go in, okay, I swing and a miss on the granddad comment, so let me dominate in some dominoes. When, like, good. If you're good at some dominoes, you're good at bones, go ahead and win. And beating someone else in their own house with their own set of dominoes, nothing feels better than that. That just feels good. And then, we see Alonzo and Patrice talking, and he's trying to set up a Zoom movie date.
Right.
And I'm just thinking to myself, why? Y'all live in the same area.
Well, that was his way of not trying to force his way over there and ask about if she wants to be choked or spanked, because he realized he can't play with her like that.
Yeah, because I think he was trying to be slick. That was some smooth stuff, because what he was hoping, she'd be like, Well, look, why don't you just come over to my place?
Yes.
Oh, for real?
Old school move.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Old school move.
Yeah.
How many times move? Have you used that move?
I haven't in decades, but it worked back in the back in the VHS back in the VHS Blockbuster days. That worked like a charm.
Hey, you know what? We should do a movie night.
Yeah, we should do a movie night. I'll get the movie. Why don't you get some snacks? It'll be fun.
Hey, but you know the thing about it is he makes her laugh. Lonzo makes Patrice laugh. She likes it, and then she lets it be known that you know he lets it be known that she is his top choice. So, you know. But anyway, they get them all out. And Chaz is like, this is the reason why I told you come over to my house and let you bring all these people here. Vanessa, let's go sit on this couch.
She was eyeing him like a snack, wasn't she? She just
yes, she was.
Goo-goo eyes. So it's like, get it, Vanessa. Now's your time to shine. And it's been good for her for sticking around. Yeah, it's good for her for sticking around.
Hey, she had no choice but to. It was her date, and she set it up at his house. She better spend some time with this man.
Yeah, and I think they have a good vibe, a good chemistry. So curious to see where this goes with these two.
Now, next we see, what was her name? Maya.
Maya and Lamar.
At her photo shoot while squeezing her insides together. Y'all gonna learn about these damn waist trainers. When your intestines and everything's all wrapped up in one, you're gonna learn about these waist trainers. But yeah, so Lamar shows up and Lamar's gonna be Lamar.
Well, she had a good intent. Like, I wanna see if there's anything deeper to Lamar and wanna try to get to know him, but that's gonna be hard to do because Lamar is so shallow and very one-dimensional. So, of course, Lamar goes straight to sex conversations.
Of course.
The dude is just a creeper. And then he brings up the fact that he's been with multiple women at once. Mm-hmm. And then from there goes into how much he wanted to kiss Maya. I was just like, this dude is a hot mess.
Well, that was his way of saying, look, I'm not just talking about sex. Because sometimes we're just talking about kissing. Intimacy can be about kissing. Because, you know, when I first saw your lips, I wanted to kiss them.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just an F boy. And there's nothing wrong with being an F boy, but okay, just be you.
Yeah.
But don't come onto this show trying to do that. So good for Maya for smelling it really quickly. And then the dude asks, what's the most freakiest thing you did in high school? What kind of question is that? Like, Maya is 30 years old. She's been out of high school for at least 12 years.
That's wild that's the question he went to.
Right.
Not what have you done, the freakiest thing you've ever done. What's the freakiest thing you did in high school? That tells you his mentality. His mentality is still stuck there.
Yeah.
It's still there.
You want to come with me back to the bleachers and we can go?
I don't know what the hell is wrong with that dude, man. But hey, so after that, crazy date or non-date that it was. Maya's like, look, we got to go ahead and we got to change this up a little bit. So she invited Mika, Jonathan, and Lauren out. And of course, to a place that to show where she likes to hang out. And of course, you know, Lauren's been there before because it's outside.
Yeah, this is your spot. This is my spot too. Y'all ready for some shots?
Yo.
Of course. Because Lamar's ready to party. You ready to do some shots?
What'd you think when Maya asked if you think you could have more than one soulmate?
I laughed at it. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think Mika asked that question. And I laughed at it.
You sure you want to stick to that? Because you were wrong last time.
I do. Mika asked that question. I don't believe you can only have one soulmate. Because... Mm-hmm. Just doesn't. I don't agree with that. Then people who are widowers that get remarried is like, this is not my soulmate. My real soulmate died, but I'm just with you because I was bored. No, I mean, you could have multiple soulmates. You just got to find them. I feel like the world's too big to say there's only one person for everybody.
Now, Mika, when the conversation goes to Jonathan and they're talking about asking about exes and when's your last relationship? And Maya's like, "Oh, was that your ex-wife?" And she's like, "Wait a minute, wife? You're married?" Everybody else at the table knew. Why right. was she so upset that she's the one person that didn't know?
Because she's not a good listener. We called that out when her and Dominique were talking that in the first episode. She's not a good listener. And so now she thinks it's shady that he didn't say that he had. You didn't ask. You sat there with him in April. Mm-hmm. And when he said he had two kids and you went straight to have you circling the block with his ex. You didn't ask him, were your two kids from previous marriage or whatever? I would always ask that. If I met somebody and like, I have two kids, okay. Oh, so were you married or whatever? And hear the story. She didn't ask any of that. So for her to think he's shady, to me, just says a lot about where her head is.
Because even when, it's confusing to me because both Maya and Laurent knew, right? And they think about it, even when they went off to themselves and they sat down and they're talking and she tried to butter him up with the other questions first, then go right back to it. And it's like, why are you mad though? And what I didn't like was his responses to, oh, well, I didn't do this because I usually don't tell people right away because they judge this. They try to judge him too soon. But like Black Tornado said, she made too much of a big deal out of it.
Yep.
You didn't ask the questions. Like you said, you just pointed out, she was sat there with April and they tried to go on this whole spin the block, and they wouldn't let it go. They just kept beating that instead of asking the right questions.
Right.
Why were you so willing to spin the block with her? Why is it that you feel this? Ask the questions. Wait a minute. Were y'all married?
Yeah, but that's not Mika. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think I'm not saying she has something to hide because maybe editing, we've not heard a lot of her backstory. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anybody who's single with kids should judge anybody else who's single with kids because you're both in the same boat. For whatever reason you're single, don't be judgy about it. And I think Mika's just coming across judgy. And I don't know if maybe that's a way to protect her, protect herself. Because I find that people who are been through some stuff or come out of bad relationships, they look for what's wrong in other people first or try to like be negative about other people. That way they can avoid getting hurt. I think Mika's doing that.
Tara G says, I thought he told them it was his ex-wife. He remember, Jonathan was in the second group. So that was episode two, and he told those people. But here's the interesting thing. Maya and Laurent are from the first group. So he told some of the people in the first group. Mika, if you weren't trying to just, you know, beat this man down for spinning the block with his ex-wife, you would have found out it was his ex-wife, why he kept going back.
Right. And I'm like, spin the block all you want. Yeah. Who cares? As long as you're not spinning the block when we're together. Great. I'd say, Mika, have you ever spun the block on anyone in your past? And if she were to say yes, when you got flued out somewhere, is anybody going to give you a hard time about that? And if they do, they're wrong too. So, yeah, I'm just not a Mika fan.
What'd you think when Maya and Laurent, so first of all, when Jonathan's leaving to go have a conversation with Mika, he's like, hey, don't let anything this man say to you kind of just take you away from me. I thought that was fun in the way he did it, right? But then what'd you think when Laurent's like, still eating, huh?
I was thinking maybe he wanted to bite because we know Laurent likes to eat. I was waiting to be like, are you going to finish this?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I have your cornbread?
It's interesting watching this because as he's showing up to the date, he's talking about the connection he has with Koshia and how it's so strong and it's still his strongest connection. But then you see these two having a conversation and you realize they have a lot in common and they've got chemistry.
But do they have a lot in common? I think people get so focus on this power couple thing. I think what Laurent realizes, she has her stuff together. She has money and doesn't have kids. Mm-hmm. Win-win, right? Yeah. I think Laurent, I've never in my life dated somebody and been like, oh, because she has XYZ, I am interested because of her income. I've never done that. Mm-hmm. And for Laurent to look at it from that way, and then even for Maya to say, well, I want a power couple. I think people don't understand what that power couple thing means because Jay-Z and Beyonce are a power couple, but he still cheated on her. So it being a power couple isn't always cracked up to be. And there's a lot of responsibility that comes with being a power couple. I don't know if you really want that smoke.
Yeah, well, speaking of smoke, Melissa says, Terrell, you and LaRon are in the same tribe.
Look wise. Okay. I don't know how to take that, but
cheers. I don't think she meant you were trying to get the food, but yeah, I don't know. And to be fair, I accidentally clicked that one. I wasn't gonna put that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, but I'll say thank you.
It felt though like I saw it was said in that, you know, it feels like he likes her more than she likes him. I don't know, because they were exchanging vibes. Like you said, about that whole power couple. There are a lot of words and a lot of terms that are being used, overused today. Like narcissist and you're gaslighting. And then, of course, there's this the power couple. And the fact that Maya's like, well, you know, we could be the next Barack and Michelle. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Right. Totally now. Stop that. Y'all both aren't about to go to Harvard, so stop it. Let it go. And don't forget the other phrase that gets used all the time in the show, boss bitch. So
yes, so we hate that one too. Oh, stop it. By the way, Ariadne, yes, I did actually ask Yanni, did you really accidentally click it? Yes, I accidentally did.
No. I think that was intentional.
I know you would think that. And that's,
yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I got thick skin.
Why, you think LaRon's not a good looking man?
I don't know how to answer that. I'm not interested. I don't know if that's the best way to answer that. But
oh, that's funny as hell. So we get to the ladies' lounge, right? And at the very beginning of the ladies' lounge, Laylin has something to say. And I thought they were going to say, well, this is why she's not. But nope, she's out of here.
Unfortunately, because that was my number one. Mm-hmm. It was Laylin. So that was my number one. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to take care of family. So, and that was really a quick exit. It was like, all right, then.
It was. But here's this. Some speculation as to why, right? Charlene says Laylin left because she realized there was no one really there for her. And she used family issues as her reason. Say, she just used, like, you know what? I don't want none of these jokers and they're going to keep harassing me. And dipped out.
We'll find out at the reunion.
That's a good point. KDM also said Laylin doesn't like these men. She found out the first week out she might be back for that check. Hey, yeah, she might be at some point. That could be a possibility. And thank you, Keely, for the super chat. And
thank you, Keely. Yeah,
donation. Appreciate it.
So now Tommy's like, all right, ladies, who are y'all feeling? Who do you like? And so Patrice has Alonzo at the top of her list. Ugh. Maya likes LaRon, so their little date must have worked out well. Yeah. Because Shea also likes LaRon.
Did you notice, though, in that sense, that people were talking about, because LaRon, she's, you know, Maya's glowing from that date. Because Shea's automatically is just like, yeah, well, you know, I know he's a party guy, but we got deep in our conversation immediately. And she tried to one-up Maya immediately, because Maya was glowing.
She was, but Koshia is gonna Koshia, as we'll see later. Mm-hmm. Rashina said that she's feeling Justin, of course. Mika's still focused on Dominic, which is great. I don't think the other, and so Alexis likes Will, and I'm like, ugh, why, Alexis?
Yeah, she said they talk every day. And, you know, I was shocked at this because I thought that it would be William based on how that date went. I was kind of disappointed. And I know you were as well when you saw she said Will.
Yeah. And then Vanessa likes Chaz, which we all knew. I don't think she has a connection with anyone else besides Chaz.
Right.
Then they get into who they're not feeling and who they're not connecting with. So Mika's not connecting with Jonathan because she found out he used to be married. Really?
Girl, give it up.
That's
get
your reason?
Mrs. Flewed out.
That's your reason. Right. Yeah.
Everybody else knew. It's your fault.
Yeah. Maya's not feeling Lamar because of the sex talk. Everybody wasn't feeling Lamar. I mean, there wasn't anything interesting about that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, but Alexis called him too aggressive, and Vanessa said he was very set on who he is.
Yeah. But then Patrice said that she's not feeling Will. And had to do with the story of something about furniture, something getting in, and he was sleeping on his floor. Mm-hmm. And that turned her off.
But, you know, the funny thing was, it wasn't his floor is the interesting thing that she was talking about, because he was staging a house.
Right.
Is what it was. So that's why that seemed kind of confusing in the way she told that story, because she's saying that he said he was staging a house, which means it's obviously not his. He's staging something that he's trying to sell. Because remember, he's in real estate, right? And if he's staging something for sale, then this is what it is. So interesting the way that went. And then, of course, Koshia jumps in, calls Will pushy and forward, which we said that about him episode one. The way he was about getting her number and forcing his social media into her phone and all this other stuff. We were like, yo. And then she decided to choose violence without realizing who she was picking that fight with.
Yeah, she's coming at Alexis, and I love how Alexis stood her ground. Now, I don't know what, if Alexis was being messy, gossipy. Alexis was trying to say that she tried to let Koisha know that she was telling Will that he needs to stand up, be his own man, and control his own narrative. Mm-hmm. But she tries to defend Will, and her and Koshia get into it. And of course, Koshia is like, if you want it, you can come get it. And all that hood shit came out, which is why I don't like Koshia, because
you called that out from the very beginning.
I did, because that's just who she is. Some guys like a hood chick. I don't want to deal with somebody who, that's her first thing, where she's ready to go out and fight.
Mm-hmm. No, it really isn't. Like Lovey says, Koshia didn't have to bring up Alexis. She could have just said, I'm not interested in Will. And I don't know. Here's where I disagree with you, Lovey. You said Alexis didn't have to invalidate Koshia's, or Koisha, she called her, experience. No, you come for me, it's on. And what I loved about the way Alexis handled this is Koisha. I can't give that up because I love the way she just called her. I mean, it's Koshia. But she really just said, okay, you're gonna do this, let's go. And she came back at her, and the first thing is, all of a sudden, I'm cursing to get it out. Because I wouldn't look, Koshia would not look in Alexis's direction. You notice that when she's talking to Tommy. Because I would slap her in her motherfucking mouth. I'm like, you're talking too much. That's why Alexis was like, oh, really? We can do this right now if you want.
But I agree, because Alexis is not going to be scared of her. But I agree that Alexis shouldn't have invalidated her feeling, because all these people are saying that Will comes across like this, and she's like, no, I've not experienced that. So you can't say that they're wrong because you've not experienced it. We've watched Will say this crap. He just found somebody who likes his crap. Mm-hmm. And Alexis is going to go down that path, and we'll see where it leads. But Koshia, she's just a bit of a hot mess. So
KDM says, though, but Koshia wasn't confronting Alexis. She was... She's only stating the fact Alexis was being a snitch. Then Alexis started getting low. You know, I think there's 14 sides to this story right here. But she tried to drag her to the carpet. Oh, well, you were telling the business. No, if she said, hey, you might need to watch how your perspective, because as the minute Alexis tried to explain what was said, Koshia was like, nope, let me talk over you so we can make sure you don't get it out.
Yeah, she's like, why is it you have issues with every man? Every man does this. I haven't seen these things from these guys that you're talking about, but, you know, it is Koshia. So they're both wrong in some form or fashion, but Koshia is more wrong.
Right. Nikki B says, Alexis said she's too flirty with the men, and that's why they're inappropriate with her. Pick Misha. She did say that. She said, they know who to play with. And if there's one thing she said there that is absolutely true, is ladies, when you carry yourself a certain way, guys know who to play with immediately. And that's the difference. So, I don't know. I mean.
we're trying to spit some knowledge and help y'all out. Single ladies out there, listen to some stuff we're telling you, because it's true. Guys, some of these guys, look at the guys on this show. They're all saying the same crap. And they're just trying to find who likes their stuff, like Will.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Charlene says Koshia brought a knife to a gunfight and got read for filth. And then KDM says this, though. She didn't deny it, then snitched again at the end. She didn't snitch at the end. Because here's the thing about this. After Koshia gets up, she starts the fight, gets up, walks out. But she realizes, oh, she'll fight me for real? Let me get up out of here. You notice that Mika tried to jump in there and save her first and was like, let me not even get in this. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But they walk, her and Rashina go out with, was it Rashina? Yeah. Who walked out and helped Koshia get herself back together. They come back and Tommy was like, all right, y'all done? Yeah. Let's get to the business at hand. Go tell the fellas. And so they go tell the fellas, right? Now, let's get to Alexis and Will first because we know what happened in this. So let's just get to it. Alexis delivering information from the lounge. And is that snitching again or what they do with everybody? The women said this.
Yeah.
That's not snitching. It's passing on the information that everybody talked about in the lounge. And it's done every single time to explain why you're on this. Oh, shit. Am I about to get eliminated date?
Well, and I think Will, she didn't say Patrice said, but Will knows who said it. Because that's probably who he had the conversation with. Mm-hmm. But did you notice how upset he got in his whole body language and response? Yeah. To me, I'm like, I think this was true. Because if someone says something crazy about you, you're like, yeah, whatever. That's crazy. But the fact that he got so defensive, I'm like, so maybe there's some truth to you sleeping on the floor.
There's truth to that. There's truth to everything in this. And by the way, just want to, Nikki B, appreciate the super chat. Thank you very much. Says Alexis was wrong AF. Highlight that. Yeah. Well, was she really wrong though? Was she really wrong though?
I think Nikki just doesn't like Alexis.
I think so too. At this moment. And thank you, Karen. Appreciate the super chat. We always appreciate the super chat. So thank you very much. You know, the thing about it is he gets so upset. He's too mad to even notice the woman sitting in front of him is there for him because she goes, even she goes, look, I can see you're upset, but I want you to know I fought for you. And then he starts to talk to the people who aren't there looking at her because I'm going to hurt your feelings. Bruh.
Right.
Thou doth protest too much.
He got all in his feels because somebody is right about him and Alexis just hasn't seen it yet. Because I agree. If Alexis is telling you, look, I went to bat for you.
Right.
They're great. Focus on this. Mm-hmm. You, if you like her, you got a connection. Don't worry about all the noise. You're not trying to date them. Focus here. And he did it. So I think Will is lying.
Yeah. It's here's the thing about it. I think it's the fact that she's telling you you're her number one and you can't notice that. It's a problem, right? Like Black Tornado says he has a taste for revenge. Johnny M says, screams, pick me. How? For saying you are my number one. See, this, you can't fault people for saying, hey, I'm interested in you. And that's what she's saying with Will. Now, is she wrong herself for picking Will as that person? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But that doesn't scream pick me. This is another term that's being used incorrectly. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So he finds out he's still ready to love. And then we go to Koshia and Lamar, which to me, Lamar should have known if Koshia invited you out, you about to get booted.
Hey, he showed up with roses off his shirt. And was ready. Look, it's interesting, right? Because he still has no idea how to read the room. And when Koshia tells him that the women feel he's only talking about sex and he's bringing it up way too early, he's like, man, we grown. We grown. What y'all talking about? We grown.
Yeah. What did he say? I'm a different breed, and I know I'm a challenge, and I'm going to challenge you. Yeah, why did anybody want that? I was just like, just get to the point and say he's gone. And when he says I'm grown, like, he sees nothing wrong with these sexual conversations he's having with people that he's trying to meet in court. It's like, dude, and again, he's a creature of his own habit. He does this all the time, and certain women like it, but I'm glad that the ladies voted him out. And I'm glad Koshia was the one to do it. But then his whole change your tone of voice.
Yo, first of all, when she said that, and he's like, look, hey, first of all, change your tone. when you talk to me. You talk like you talk to her, and she did what she does best.
Yeah.
She's done it every single time. When Alonzo talked to her, she got up and walked out. When she picked that fight with Alexis, she got up and walked out. Lamar says, hey, change the way you talk to me. She's gone. She's a runner. Yeah. She's a track star.
Yeah.
You won't get that reference, but some of them will.
Yeah. Well, Nikki B says that the tone was patronizing. It should have been. Because, yeah, you're talking to somebody who's, what, 40 and immature. Yes.
Yeah. No, that's fact. It is. It's like Monique says, we're grown, but he's asking about her being freaky in high school. Yes, exactly. Again, I get it. He can't lead with anything else. That's all he knows. And yeah. The reason why is because there are women out there that when you say that stuff, that fall for that. Like and you constantly said it. The people who will fall for that. He's the one that, you notice, Alexis never said to him, and who was the one that got let go the first time? Patricia. She never said to him anything about sucking toes because he would have probably pounced immediately.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we don't have to see him until the reunion, which I'm happy about.
Right. No, that's indeed. That's, whew. By the way, let's just get him off the screen first since he's now gone. Wanted to say here because I saw this and so Keely had said super chat Phil. Remember she gave a super chat and she says, look, meant to ask Terrell, how did it make you feel when Leyland left?
I was a little disappointed. I understand, but I was curious to see more about her story. I mean, I think she was my number one out of all the ladies of the group. Alexis is my number two, but I wanted to see who she would like get with, but you know, you gotta go take care of family. So I get it, but I would have loved to have seen more of Leyland.
I know you would have.
Yeah.
So since you brought up Alexis, KDM, look, they're not letting go of this pick me behavior, right? She says it's pick me behavior because Alexis is saying only I am batting for you. These other women are doing ABC. Where's the lie?
Okay. It's a contest. It's a contest. You're on the show to find love. You're competing with all these other women for the guy that you like. So, yes, it is pick me behavior because that's what you need.
Not only that, everybody who goes to these last dates, the last supper date or the next to last supper date, since one of them gets to stay, everybody says what was said in the lounge. It's not, they don't say, okay, go talk to them, but don't say anything that happened in the lounge. That's not what happens. So we can't do that. And even though Nikki B is like, look, Alexis should have told him to ease up on the flirting a bit, not give details of key convos. Will is now going after Patrice. Now, I think what she did in that case, and I could be wrong, and again, ladies, you know better than I would in this case of what was happening in this, right? Was she trying to lay the trap so, because she found out, okay, he is talking to Patrice late at night, obviously, because he's staging a house, and then he's like, okay, well, I got to stay over here. Cause, and then Patrice kind of put it in the way, like, oh, well, what if I wanted to come over, right? Because, you know, Patrice out there to go ahead and get a swerve on while she at it. So
yeah, she's the celibate one, so she is, apparently she's
but,
not.
But you're still talking about what if I wanted to come over. That's right. But is that why you're saying that maybe she kind of put that information about the house? Because just to let him know, Patrice said something, and so that he could be mad at Patrice. Is that what you're thinking in this case?
Patrice was the main one that said the most about Will. Because, you know, Alexis doesn't really care what Koshia thinks. Right. But Patrice was the only one that really said anything really big about Will. And that's what put him in the hot seat. But I don't think that she broke the trust. And again, it's a reality show. Nothing in the lounge stays in the lounge ever. They're all going to find out at some point. Mm-hmm. And it's a reality show. They got to do stuff for drama. So I expect nothing less.
KDM says, yes, definitely. She laid a trap for Patrice and Koshia, then secured a vote for herself. Again, it is a game. Nikki B pointing out what Tommy likes to say, which makes, you see, this is the most overused phrase because it applies to Vegas and Vegas only, and everybody tries to put it, what happens in my bedroom stays in my bedroom. Not if you talk about it, okay?
Yeah.
Same thing. What happens in the lounge stays in the lounge. Apparently not. And obviously not. Because every time there's an elimination, there's a deliberation. What's said in the deliberation is told to the people.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it. Unlike some people who it's so hard for them to admit when they're wrong.
No, you're not talking about me. I've done it.
Yes. You almost cried when you had to do it, too.
No, I didn't. I have no problem with doing it. You're the one that can't admit that you're wrong.
Of willfully. Course I
yeah,
no,
not
I
willfully.
Always. Always. Yeah. Always. Nikki B also said Lamar should have been asked to leave by Tommy, not voted off.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever had anybody just asked to leave on their own show. But, hey, look, man, it's... The Pajama Jam is next week. This is going to be an interesting one next week, too.
It'll still be a hot mess, but much better than 9-Day Fiancé, so I'll take it.
Come on, you got to admit, you're loving this season.
No. But now, especially now that Leilin's gone, well, I don't have a lot to keep an eye out for.
Low289 said, hey, I'm sure Leilin got the numbers of the men she wanted to talk to. Well, the one or the none, because...
Yeah.
She didn't really seem interested in it. If there's anyone that she looked interested in at first, it was Jonathan.
Yeah, I would have thought Chad's at first. I thought they had a good conversation.
Sean says, I'm waiting to see the Meet the Exes episode. Yes, Jonathan's ex-wife. We need to see her. Her and Mika.
I don't think Jonathan's going to bring Mika to meet anybody in his family. So I think he's good.
He should be good, yeah. Hey, so... Next Thursday, we're back on, right? We're going to do next Thursday?
Yep. Next Thursday for Married at First Sight, and then it'll probably be later, Monday or Tuesday, when we do Ready to Love.
Ready to Love, yeah. We got some stuff popping next week, so some traveling involved. So, but yeah, so if do us a favor. If you're here right now, hit that like button. Do appreciate it. If you're not already... subscribe, hit the subscribe button as well, and hit the bell for notifications so you can find out when we do go live.
Yep, and now we can get ready for next week.
And thank you very much, Low289, for the super sticker. Appreciate you. Much love. Hey, you guys are the reason why we do this, man, because we love doing it, love having fun with you guys. So appreciate you. Thank you.
Yep.
I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. There's no such thing as dry February. Cheers.
Cheers.